This is the Maggie Dawn Show. My name is Jim Santel, sitting in for Maggie this hour and next hour as well. We're beginning the broadcast this afternoon talking all about education, this major decision coming out of a federal district court, a trial court judge. Her name, once again, Allison Burroughs, U.S. District Court, Boston, that's Massachusetts, finding that the administration illegally canceled funding for Harvard University. No small thing, in dramatic words, telling the president, you can't do this. It's a violation of the First Amendment, and you're acting arbitrarily and capriciously in doing just this. We know as well that today brings other news of academics in our national attention, too. We heard just this afternoon, the president of Northwestern University in Northern Illinois, his name is Michael Schill, S-C-H-I-L-L, has announced just today that he is going to resign. He ends a difficult tenure that also included attacks by this administration on him and prompted cuts in funding by the Trump administration to Northwestern University, forcing the university to lay off quite literally hundreds of employees. Again, like Harvard, Northwestern became the target, undeniably, the focus of the president's ire, if you will, after months of intense scrutiny. And Schill also appeared before the Congress last year and described his efforts as the leader of that university to address anti-Semitism during some campus protests over the horrific Gaza war. All of that prompts in April the federal government, again the administration, freezing $790 million in federal research funds. Sounds familiar? Just like Harvard. They didn't plan for Northwestern, which again located, as you know, just down the street from us in Evanston, Illinois. We know as well that in the wake of that, the president of Northwestern University has issued this statement. He said, our community has made significant progress while simultaneously facing extraordinary challenges. That's sort of a blithe reference to, of course, the attacks on the university and the attempts to do there what the president has attempted to do in other institutions. And President Schill said this. He said, together we have made decisions that strengthen the institution and help safeguard its future. We know about this practice. We've seen this before. We call well James Ryan. He is the now former president of the University of Virginia, also earlier succumbing to pressure from the Trump administration, resigning earlier this year, facing the same kind of thing. University warning that as a result of these cutbacks, the research attempts and the research initiatives and projects and programs of this major nationwide, worldwide university in jeopardy. That's how they describe the impact of the withdrawal of these funds and has spent the last several months trying to cope with what it's going to do in the wake of all of that. And so we've got today here on the Maggie Dawn Show, not a mixed bag, but certainly some lessons coming out of the academic world this week, yesterday and today. We've got the resignation of another president of a major university attacked by this president for exactly the same kinds of things that the attacks are being pursued on with respect to other universities as well. Harvard pushing back, even while attempting to negotiate with this president to see if there is some middle ground that could result in some consensus here. The judge there, Allison Burroughs, saying that as long as these attacks continue, the president is violating the First Amendment and the First Amendment freedoms of that University of Harvard. Plainly has implications for universities beyond just Harvard, across the nation. Everyone looking at this opinion, even as it will almost certainly be appealed to the First Circuit Court of Appeals. Listen to the language once again of Allison Burroughs talking about the arbitrary and capricious nature of this, the violation of the law. You think that other leaders of universities and colleges around the nation are not looking at that and thinking, gosh, here is a jurist who is addressing the law after a hearing, after taking in evidence, not precipitously deciding this, but doing this based upon a measured view of the facts. This has impact, and this has meaning across the nation today. Yes, indeed, for academics, for the students especially who attend colleges and campuses and community colleges and two-year trade programs and all kinds of things across the country. that are unmistakably under attack by this administration. We will continue, obviously, on the Maggie Dawn Show and other institutions here on Civic Media to address this. And we include, as always, our guests and our listeners. We're delighted this afternoon that David, calling in from San Francisco, that you're on the air with us. David, your comment or question here on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Oh, thanks. I wanted to raise, you remember how in the overall, the school districts of America are sort of starving and in horrible shape. You remember how the Texas, there's a school book commission that's been censoring the books for 40, 50 years. And they were the ones that took Thomas Jefferson out of the textbooks 10 years ago. They're the ones that refused to put evolution into the biology books. They're the ones that have refused to allow any discussion of pollution or different issues in the social or scientific world. I'm surprised that nobody has really come down hard on that Texas commission as causing the downfall of the American school stability. If you remember, if you've paid attention to that issue, Texas is such a huge state. It's got market. So many markets that it can control the publishers,
right,
and that the publishers have to make it through that Texas commission.
Yep.
And so the other 49 states have.
All right. And David, we appreciate very much your comment, your observation here on Maggie Dawn Show. And we appreciate the comments, questions of all of you calling in about these education issues. David reminding us about what's going on or has gone on in Texas and the importance of liberties and freedoms for academic institutions. David, thank you so much for being a part of our discussion. When we come back, the mayor of the city of Wauwatosa. When we come back, we'll talk with Dennis McBride right after this on The Maggie Dawn Show.